Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Reassurance is knowing our pensions will be supporting you in the years ahead. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension today.
Drive Time on RTE Radio 1.
And we are still getting messages on 0870 32 32 32 on our Christmas traditions. This listener says, our turkey came every year on the bus from Dunclody to Drogheda. Major excitement in our with our Christmas presents wrapped tightly around it. Pure magic. Ended in the year sometime in early 1980s when the turkey got stuck in Bosaris. Indeed, I'm sure it did. But we will move on now because we were also been getting a lot of messages on the M50. Dublin has been named as the 10th most congested city in various research surveys. Some of you are probably sitting in traffic right now, maybe even on the M50, ready to pull your hair out during the daily commute on your way home. Brian Caulfield, Professor of Transportation at the Centre for Transport Research at Trinity College Dublin, is writing in today's Irish Times with some short and longer term solutions to the gridlock on the motorway, and he joins me on the line now. Good evening, Brian.
Good evening.
Is there low hanging fruit here, some short term solutions that we could bring in immediately?
In transport, everyone thinks there's low-hanging fruit, but whether they're there or not is another thing. In terms of the very short term, so in the next maybe 3 to 5 years, one of the things that we could do is ramp up the amount of bus space, park and ride that we have around the commuter belt to bring commuters into the city centre in an easier way, and also increase the amount of park and ride that we currently have at our rail stations. I think that's maybe low-hanging fruit, and it's a little bit of a no-brainer while we're waiting on all of the other public transport to happen. I suppose the second thing would be working from home, and the reversal of that has meant that obviously there's more people commuting. That has impacted upon the M50. And I would argue without the pandemic and without the working from home that we do right now, we would have been talking about the M50 maybe 5 years ago as being as congested as it is today.
Yes, because of course, so much of what's happening on the M50 is, as you write today, inextricably linked to the housing crisis.
Yeah, exactly. And we see that because of the longer distances people have to commute now and use the M50 because of the high prices in the city centre. But there are solutions around that. And one of them is called transit-oriented design. And in the article, I mentioned that there is a DART line that was proposed and has full planning permission, and there are no judicial reviews up against it. DART Southwest, that goes out as far as Selbridge and hits Adamstown. The day before that project was basically kicked out into 2030, Adamstown got planning permission for 900 new apartments. So this new DART service won't be there when those people move into their new houses. So that will add to an extra amount of commuters onto the motorway network, onto our roads network. So we need to really join up our thinking when it comes to delivering housing and transport in tandem.
As I say, we have a lot of people out there with ideas about this. Earlier, we heard from a listener who was talking about having outside orbital routes, so or an eastern bypass. Like, I know this has been discussed. I've heard it discussed for over many, many years. Is that a runner in terms of easing what we're seeing on the M50?
Both would ease congestion on the M50. When you build new roads, widen new roads, the traffic will start to dissipate and it will ease what happens on the M50. However, one of the things that happens when you build new roads is you get a thing called induced demand. Basically, more traffic fills the space that the empty road has created. The first thing that happened when the M50 was finished was that we started to widen it because it was a victim of its own success. The Eastern Bypass, which would either go over or under Dublin Bay, it's a really bad idea from a number of reasons. And the transport authorities decided it was a really bad idea. So it's no longer on the planning cards anywhere. It would cost billions. It could take decades to deliver. And it would have severe biodiversity impacts. The outer orbital M50, there may be some merit in some parts of that happening, that you would connect maybe the N3, the N4, and maybe even the M7. So that traffic that's going all the way into the M50 just to go to another route that's not going into Dublin city centre, that could be alleviated. But there will be climate impacts on that. If we build more roads, there will be more traffic, and we'll end up thinking about, you know, building the full outer orbital at some point. So the real solution is more public transport.
That's it, isn't it? And if, like, I'm just looking, more messages coming here. Simple, says one listener. More exits. That's not going. Is that going to have any impact on what we're looking at?
It's unlikely to have any impact. The more exits that you have could then impact upon the safety, could impact upon the amount of runoff that you would need to get to the exits. Some people would argue that there's already too many exits on the M50.
What about, this is another suggestion from a listener, what about eliminating park and ride charges?
Again, if we're in an emergency and they're running 3 hours on the M50 and lots of your listeners are there right now, and they're, you know, wasting so much of their time that they could be home with family and kids. If we're in an emergency situation, you kind of move heaven and earth. And yeah, I don't see why that shouldn't be done. But then also increase the amount of parking, I think, is almost the more important thing to do.
The overall message I'm getting from you is there are tweaks we can do at the edges here, but there's some there's a massive rethink in how we're approaching this that's required.
Fundamentally, yes. So there have been, the tweaks have been done. TII, in fairness to them, have managed to bring in, you know, variable speed limits, and they've looked at ramp meter. They've looked at lots of things. Those tweaks have been done. The fundamental things are, now do we deliver public transport in the way that we want to, which we don't seem to be doing now that the ratio has gone back to 1-to-1. The other thing is, TII themselves put out a document back in 2014 that said the best way to alleviate congestion on the M50 is to change the tolling system that's currently there.
Okay. Thanks, Brian. That's Brian Caulfield there, Professor in Transportation at the Centre for Transport Research at Trinity College Dublin.